We're joined now by Mark Jenkins of Laramie. He recently went to a remote area in Asia for a story for National Geographic. He speaks with Willow Belden.
The assignment was to research what may be some of the oldest skiing in history. So in the Altai Mountains, I was actually in China, but on the border of Kazakhstan, Siberia, and Mongolia, in the Altai Mountains. And there's a tribe there called the Tuvans who still cut red spruce and they make their own skis and they nail horsehair on the bottom of them and then they go hunting, elk hunting with skis.
And you went out with a group of these people who were going out on skis to go hunting. What was that like?
Cold. It was quite cold. It was about, the daytime temperatures warm up to about 20 below and nighttime was about 40 below. And the thing that they do is the snow is champagne powder, as you can imagine. This is a continental climate, so the snow is just weightless. You get about 5 or 6 feet of that, and you can ski on it, but the elk still flounder. So that's how they track elk. When there's only about a foot or two of snow, it's very hard to track elk because they have enough power to just go right through it, and they'll go for days or weeks.
And so you're out there for multiple days tracking these elk?
Yes. Yes, camping out in the winter. I mean, it's kind of like being on Denali or any other big mountain where it's quite cold at night. Although we build a fire, and these guys build a Boy Scout fire. They cut down trees that are dead trees, of course, and they ski them down to this campfire. And remember, the campfire is going to melt straight through 5 feet of snow to the ground. So you're kind of in this hollow away from the wind, surrounded by, but your back is frozen solid. It's like the marshmallow syndrome, right? Your back is frozen solid and you're burning in the front. So yeah, we went out for a number of days, finally came upon the elk tracks and started tracking them.
So now these guys are on wooden skis. What were those like?
Well, I actually took my kind of classic telemark skis, and believe it or not, and I know most hardcore skiers aren't going to believe this, but it was hard to keep up with them going uphill because they nail the bottom of their skis with horsehair. Now, this is kind of like the cat fur thing. If you run your hand one direction, it sticks. If you ride it the other way, it slides. But this horsehair is super slippery, so it glides perfectly. But as soon as you start going uphill, it bends backward against the grain, and you get about a one-inch hair sticking into the snow. Now, your standard skin that we still call skins that you put on the bottom of a ski is, as you probably know, it's only a couple of millimeters. So on the flats, I was fine, but trying to keep up with them going uphill. They'll go up a hill as steep as they can maintain their balance. The other thing they do is they only use one pole. It's called a tayak. They're using the pole more as a rudder and as a paddle and as a balancing. So it's about 7 or 8 foot long pole. So what they do is they lean back on the pole and use it as a rudder, and their skis are kind of shooting straight up. So they're sitting back, way back, and just ruddering downhill. I mean, they'll go over jumps. They'll go over a 20-foot boulder.
Now, you mentioned that this is maybe one of the earliest places that people skied. It's a bit of an enigma, though, where skiing actually originated. What do we actually know about this?
It is, Willow. Well, there are now, I guess, 5 countries at least who claim to have the first skiers in the world: China, Russia, Finland, Sweden, and Norway. And we found petroglyphs that the Chinese claim are about 10,000 years old. American archaeologists think they're probably more like 3,000 or 4,000 years old. But there is an archaeological site in Russia called Vis, V-I-S, and they found a ski tip that they've carbon dated to 8,000 years old. So we know that skiing is at least 8,000 years old. Where it actually began is hard to say. It might have had simultaneous invention because all these people were using skis to hunt.
They were using skis to hunt. Is that still, obviously, that's not something that is typical here in the U.S. It's more of a recreational sport here. Is that something that you see continuing going forward in other parts of the world?
It's unlikely where I was, Willow, because hunting is actually illegal. So we went out and tracked these elk, and they get to the top of a hill and they see them, and then they ski down. Now imagine a cowboy on skis because they lasso them. Weapons are illegal. So they lasso the elk. They're skiing down. They run right into this elk, and they lasso over the antlers. Now, the loop has to be about 8 feet, you know, across to drop over the antlers. And then they fall backwards, and the elk starts struggling, and they've got this lasso around the antlers. And essentially what happens is the elk will wear itself out. It's kind of like Old Man in the Sea with a fish. You just keep that rope tight, and eventually the elk will flounder itself to exhaustion. But they didn't kill it. They let it go.
So do you think that's typical?
I don't know. I think that they may eat them sometimes. But I have to say that these are pastoralists, and they have large herds of horses, which they maintain right through this winter. They're shoveling 5 feet of snow off their haystacks. So they've got plenty of meat. So I don't know if they did. I know what happened to the two elk that we lassoed, because I got a note from one of the Tuvans a week later, and the local elk wolf pack had eaten these two elk.
So it's almost like a game then, if you're not actually going to use the elk.
I think what they wanted to do was show that this is what they were capable of, and this is how they've been hunting elk for millennia. And I was there to find out, is this still real? Is this possible? You know, they'd say, well, we'll lasso elk. And I was like, no way. This is crazy. But that's what they do.
So should hunters here start hunting on skis?
Well, if you've got the skills. I grew up obviously hunting and fishing in Wyoming and shot a lot of elk. And it takes a lot of skill. I mean, you need a lot of snow, basically, because hunting an animal on skis that can move easily is very difficult. As everybody knows, many of my friends got an elk this year, and you can track an elk for all day long and not even get close to it. So when you start having really deep snow is when the skis become effective.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Willow. It was my pleasure.